are the Pop Grillers, and this is where we review a Christmas film in the less time that it takes to listen to. I'm trying to think of a bad Christmas song because this film is bad. I can't think of a bad Christmas song. Ooh, answers on a postcard. Anyway, I am here to talk about Christmas at Mistletoe Farm, which is on Netflix, and I hated this film. Okay. A widowed father and his five children. I can't actually remember what happens. Like, yeah, he's a widowed father and he's got five children, I'm sure. He inherits a farm from, I think his dad dies, but he's an absentee dad. His dad dies, so he inherits the farm, Mistletoe Farm, believe it or not, and he moves them all out there so he can prepare to sell the farm, whilst also preparing for a big work pitch about something or other. I don't actually know because I don't care, which is how I feel about this film in general, because he moves to a farm in the countryside, there's no like Wi-Fi or heating or running water or apparently anybody competent about, so slapstick shenanigans happen, they're all rubbish, hate it. Most of the performances are some sort of like gurning or poorly written sarcasm. Oh God, what I was hoping for was like some sort of genteel British Christmas film, right? What, you know, just sort of like, it's going to be cute, down at a farm, some cute kids, probably some animals, like some fun British sarcasm or humour. I don't get any of that. You know, it's set in the countryside, there's snow. It should be, it's there, right? It's there, but it's not. This film is not good. It's poorly written, with really unamusing, I don't know, it's just really bad, everyone. Okay, back on track. The performances of the five children are pretty cute. I've got nothing to say bad about them. In fact, actually, if I'm being fair, most of the performances are pretty I don't think that's down to the actors. I actually think they're trying to do a solid job with an absolutely dire script. The script is just painful. And the ending is, I mean, I was dissatisfied. They're going for a thing, it doesn't work. It's been done better in other films. And I just, look, kids might enjoy this. There's animals and slapstick and it's very easy to follow, but I will not be exposing my child or any child to this film because I never want to watch it again and I never want an adult to watch this film. So make sure you subscribe because you never know when we'll strike next.